It's okay. Morning. Hello. My name's Simon, and we're going to have our reading. Is that going to be on the screen behind me? Okay. Therefore, I tell you, this is Jesus speaking. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Right.
Okay, is this working? Is this working? Jolly good. I appear to be on. Right, sorry, I'm just fiddling with these earphone things, which I have to wear, so they'll just flap around here for a bit. Right, okay, I need some help. Okay, I need some help, which will involve, okay, it will involve chocolate. Okay. Yeah, well, they're really keen now, aren't they? Okay. But the other thing is, it does involve reading out. It involves two things. It involves some reading and some counting. Okay. So, and you're going to have to read with the microphone. So, let's have you two, if that's okay. If you could come this way. Yeah, the two of you. That'd be grand. Okay, up you come here, and over on this side. Yes, if we could have you, sir, and if we could have you, yeah, you were really keen. And you, sir, if that's all right, walk this way. Okay, now, what I need you to do, okay, this is quite complex, okay, and when it comes to it, by the way, at the end, just hold your horses, all right? So, what I need you to do is I'm going to give you some scripts, okay? And you just need to, when it gets to your bit, okay, and it goes in a sensible order, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, can you manage that? Okay, grand. So, what I need you to do is, when it reaches that point, I need you to pick up this microphone and hold it near your mouth, and then read out the line that is on your piece of paper, okay, which has got a little line next to it, okay? And then I need you to do the thing that it says afterwards. That makes sense? Let's see if we can make this work. Hold on a moment. I'll just plonk that there for the moment. So that's my lines. Okay, child number one. Okay, can you be child number one? So when it gets to your first bit, after I've walked off, you come pick up the microphone, say those things, yeah, and each time you need to do what it says. Is that all right? That making sense? Okay, good stuff. Right, okay, you can be number two. So again, once she's done, you come and you look at the box, okay, and you get that many, and then another that many. That makes sense? Okay. Number three. Okay. So, you need a prop. You need that. Okay. And you just say all of that. That makes sense? And then you do that. This is thrilling, isn't it? This is, you know, just rehearsal while you're watching. Right, and finally, you two, you have a piece of paper between you, And you have a complicated thing. You need to say that line together, holding the microphone. That makes sense? This all right? Okay, guys, any questions? So at each point, once you're done, you need to put down the microphone here, all right? And then the next person can come and pick it up. That all right? Are we ready to roll? Do we know what we're doing? Okay, and the thing I would say, and this will let go the punchline, after you've got them, don't do anything with the chocolates because there's something else we need to do at the end. That all right? Okay, great stuff. You can see where this is going, can't you? Right. Okay. Hello. They call me Father. And I've got a bunch of treats for my children. Now, I'm not brilliant at maths, but if my maths and adding up is right, there should be more than enough in here for them all to have 5 chocolates each. So I'm going to put this here, and then they can all come and get some sweets. Okay, they all know that I expect them to share it out between themselves. So I'm just going to put this here, and I'm going to put the microphone down. That's not in the script. And then I'm going to go, and I'll come back later. Okay.
Oh, look at these lovely sweets. So much variety. I think I'll have one of those. 2 of those. Yep, they're my favourites. 3 of those. Bye-bye. Wait, where's the bag?
Look at this lot. 1, 2, 3. Let's just take a few more. 1, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't think I've got enough.
Look at that, there's only 10 sweets left. Well, they're all mine, all mine.
Where's
the microphone? There's nothing left for us. Why hasn't our Father provided us? For us, doesn't he love us?
That's confusing.
Right, I think they deserve a round of applause for that. Now, the important thing that you need to do now is you need to see, and there was one that went in here, wasn't there? Did we retrieve that? Right, okay. So, some work on the counting here, I think. What you then need to do is, shall we just put them all down there? Okay, so any sweets that you've got, can you put them down there? Okay. And can you see if you can divide them up into fives? That makes sense? It go in here. Yeah, great stuff. Thank you. This is complicated stuff. Okay. Okay, so each of you should have 5. Can I then ask you, could you each take 1, which is your favorite? Okay, and then can you take the others and go and give them to somebody else? Is that all right? Right, grand. Off you go. You do that. Wonderful. Thank you very much. So, did you spot what happened? There were 25 sweets, okay? And when it get, they're doing a great job, aren't they? There were 25 sweets, and there were 5 of them. So, does that mean if they were shared equally, how many would each get? 5. Okay, but they didn't all take 5, did they? Okay. So, can I just say, are you all done? Brilliant. You can go back to your seats. Thank you very much indeed. Now, in that reading, Jesus said, don't worry about food. Don't worry about food because your Father will give you all of the food that you need. Okay? Now, some of you who've been here before will know I have a bit of a thing about this, which is that in the Bible, when it says you, how many people do you think that means? It doesn't mean one. Thank you. That was exactly the wrong answer I was looking for. Okay? In the Bible, most of the time, when it says you, it doesn't mean him. It means us. All of us. Okay? When it says you, it doesn't mean me, it means we. Okay? Because actually the Bible was written in a language where they had different words for you singular and you plural. Okay? And so Jesus says, don't worry about food because I've given all of you enough and therefore you don't need to worry. But you know, some of the time we do need to worry because we do what happened in that sketch, don't we? There was enough for all of them to have an equal amount, wasn't there? Okay, but that's not how it ended up. And the two who came at the end said, they've all gone. Doesn't my Father care about me? Didn't he give us any food? But actually, the problem was everybody else had taken more than their share. Now, one of the things that Jesus is saying is that actually God will look after us, and actually we can trust God to look after us, but time and again, God does stuff, not just on God's own, but with us, and says, I've told them all to share, so that'll be fine, won't it? Some of you, many, many years ago, if you've been here for a harvest talk, will know that a number of years ago I did harvest countdown, where we took the word harvest and we said, how many words can you get out of it? You can get vest, you can get tar, you can get star, you can get a whole pile of things. You can get the word harvest, you can also get the word starve. And you can also get the word share. So did you spot what we did at the end? That we took the fact that everybody had unequally shared things out, and then we divvied it up, and they all had fair shares, and then actually between the 5 of them, they went and shared that with other people as well. And some of the time we look at that passage and we think, well, why isn't God looking after me? Because he doesn't appear to have given me enough. Whereas actually what we're doing today is reminding ourselves of the fact that it's not about me, it's about we. And that actually God says in Jesus, time and again, I have given you more than enough. Why aren't you sharing it? Why aren't you sharing it? Because if we do not share, what was the other word that I came out with? Some people will starve. And that's how it is very often in this country and in countries around the world. God has given more than enough food and more than enough resources for us all to have as much as we need. But if we do not share it, as our Heavenly Father tells us to share it, then actually there will be people who will be left out and will walk away thinking God doesn't care about them because God's not given them enough. The fact is, that's down to us rather than God. So, thank you, everybody, who's brought some stuff to share with others. There are loads of people who rely on things like food banks and food pantries just to be able to put food on the table. Thank you. And may we all be thankful for everything that God has given us and then share with others out of what God has given us. As we sit, let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you that you have made a world where things grow. You have made a world where there is more than enough for everybody. And we pray that you will help us and all people to be willing to share the blessings you have given to us individually, so that collectively, all of us can have enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.